Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Eduyos, and we are up to parak Dalet, Mishnah Yud Beis. Adam Shu Nasun Tachas HaSedek. If a person is lying underneath a crack in a roof, so Bisham Ram Eilim Evias HaTumah, that he doesn't spread Tumah. He's lying on the ground. There's no tefach of space between his body and the ground, so he's not going to be an ohel that sort of links one side of the roof to the other side of the roof. So if there's a dead body on one side of the roof, the Tumah, it's not going to be Metameh all the stuff on the other side of the roof. Beis Hillel says, what do you mean? We look at his body as if it's totally hollow, even though Metzius wise it may not be. Vatzada Elyon may be a Satumah, and therefore the upper part of his body is a tefach removed from the ground, and that's able to link the two sides of the room together, and that's going to transmit the Tumah from one side of the roof to the other side of the roof. Moving on to Parakei Mishnah Aleph. So we're going to have five Mishnayas that talk about machlokasim between Bisham and Beis Hillel, where Bisham is more makil than the Beis Hillel. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shisha Dvar Mikula Bisham Mikhum Beis Hillel. There are six items that Beis Shammai is more makil on and Beis Hillel is more machmir on. Number one, Dam Nevelos Bisham Metarim Beis Hillel Metamin. The blood of a Nevela, Beis Shammai says, is totally tahor, like any other part of Nevela other than the basar of a Nevela. But Beis Hillel says that it's going to be Tameh, at least Midra Banan, the Revias of Dam Mina Nevela. Second, Beitzas HaNevela, an egg that you find inside the nevela of a kosher bird, meaning it's a kosher species and it didn't have a proper shechita, so it's a nevela. If the egg is developed enough that you'd be able to sell an egg that's that far along, that's that developed in the market, muteris, then the egg is mutter to eat, even though you got it from inside of a nevela. But if such an egg is not developed enough that it would be marketable, then asurak de Beis Shammai, then it's going to be asur midrabanan according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel osin, but Beis Hillel says, I don't care how developed it is, even if it's, you know, it's got a hard shell and everything, it is not kosher. Umodim bebeitzas treifa she asura. Beis Shammai agrees that a beitza found inside of a treifa bird is for sure not kosher. Mebnesha gidlo be isir. Because the bird was a trefa as this egg was developing. Dam nachris, the blood of a non-Jewish woman, v'dam taras shel mitzras, and the tohar blood of a mitzoras, of a Jewish woman who has tzaras, meaning the dam tohar, after she gives birth, where the halacha is, normally you give birth to a boy, so you tell me for 7 days, but then the next 33 days, any dam is considered dam tohar, and for a girl it's 14 and 66. So Beis Shammai Mitarim, Beis Shammai says that's going to be tahar, whether it's moist blood or whether it's dry blood. Beis Hillel says, no, we treat it the same as we would her saliva or her urine. That saliva and urine are tameh, but only when they're moist. So this blood is tameh, but only when it's moist, not once it's dried. Ochlin peros shvius, you're allowed to eat shmita peros from somebody else's field, betova v'shalo betova, either with saying thank you to him or in some way, or not saying thank you, kedivrei Beis Shammai, according to Beis Shammai. But Beis Hillel omrin ochlin betova. Beis Hillel says, no, you're not supposed to express any hakaras hatov, because it makes it look like it wasn't there for anybody to take, and it was specifically for you who have a relationship with this person. Hachemis, if you have a leather bottle that had a hole in it and was then tied to close the hole, Beis Shammai omrin tzrura omedes. It becomes tameh only once it's become hard again, that it's going to stay tied even without the nada. Beis Hillel omrin afal pishein tzrura. Beis Hillel says it can become tameh again and has a din of a kli, even though it's not going to stay tied without the knot. So let's review what we learned today. We learned a lot today. So in Mishnah, in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Beis, we had said that if a person is underneath a crack in between two halves of a roof, Beis Shammai says that he's not mitzarif the two sides of the roof. So if there's a dead body under one side and kelim under the other side, those kelim are not tameh. Whereas Beis Hillel says his body is considered to be hollow and therefore he does bridge that gap. And then in Perek Hei, Mishnah Aleph, we said that there are six things that Beis Shammai is makel about, Beis Hillel is machmir about. Dam of a nevela, Beis Shammai Metame is Metaher, Basil is Metame. A Beitza of Nevela, Beishame says it depends how developed it is, whether it's going to be Asr or Mutter. Basil says, I don't care how developed it is, it's always going to be Asr. A Beitza Strefa, everyone agrees, is going to be Asr. Blood of a non-Jewish woman, or blood or Dam Tahara of a Jewish woman who has Tsaras, Beishame says, is always going to be Tahar. Basil says, if it's moist, it's going to be Tame, only if it's dry, it's going to be Tahar. And then another machlokas was, Beishame holds that you're allowed to eat Peiros Shavias even if you express gratitude to the owner of the field. And Basil says, no, you cannot go into someone's field and take the Peiros Shavias if you're going to express gratitude to him. And then we had a discussion about a leather jug that had a hole and you tied the hole shut. So will it be Mekabel Tumah only if it fully hardens where it doesn't need to be tied up anymore? Or will it only be Mekabel Tumah when it will even be Mekabel Tumah if it does not fully harden? Okay, those are the six things that are me kule beishamai umi chumrei beis hillel. Next time we'll pick up with Perakei Mishnah Beis.